of commune if you take a gin and tonic out. That was a real.
You could probably do even better if you did that.
That was a real question.
If I took it out in the morning, though, I don't know. I might struggle the rest of the day. But yeah.
Yeah.
Why not?
Each to his own. Yeah. So back to tomatoes. So I think we're probably going to have to encourage our tomatoes a little bit this year. And what's going on with your tomatoes?
Well, you know, tomatoes, they have been loving this hot weather. Boy, you can step out in the garden one day and come back the next, and the tomatoes, I swear, have doubled in size.
Yeah.
So this is essential tomato growing weather. This is great. We're really lucky to have this heat.
Yeah.
But there's a couple things that we can do to really encourage our tomatoes to, you know, get into high gear here. We're reaching towards the end of August. Hopefully we've got a long fall coming, but nothing's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
So we're gonna talk about a couple tips and things that we can do just to make sure our tomatoes end up big and beautiful and juicy. And one of those things is to go to your tomato plant. If you haven't been all summer, or even if you have, there's still time to do it. And that is to thin out some of this green lust foliage.
Mm-hmm.
Many tomatoes, indeterminate varieties,